The first batch of refugees to arrive in the country since the border closed have now completed managed isolation. The 16 asylum seekers were prioritised as emergency cases because of a perceived high risk of death, jail or expulsion from their own countries. As many as 1,000 more refugees approved to come to New Zealand before the pandemic hit are still trapped abroad waiting for the country's doors to open. Amy Williams filed this report.
Aid worker Carl Adams was working in the world's largest refugee camp when the COVID-19 pandemic took hold. He was based in Bangladesh at Cox's Bazar Camp, which, according to the United Nations, is home to 855,000 official Rohingya refugees.
It was a very weird kind of eerie time because, as in New Zealand, everyone was trying to stay at home, but it was quite relentless, really. The virus didn't, show no signs of abating. So it was pretty challenging month after month for people to be staying at home in terms of inside the camp. How do you stay at home when your home is a one-room bamboo shelter?
The UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, has resumed resettlement for a limited number of refugees who need protection because they face an immediate life-threatening situation, deportation, detention or imprisonment. In mid-October, the government here agreed to resettle some of these people under emergency priority. Mr. Adams says that's good news.
To have the further obstacle of not being able to be resettled because of a global pandemic, that just adds an additional pressure and stress into people's lives. So I think it's a wonderful thing that steps can be taken to move people into a more safe and secure future.
It's the first time in 4 months there have been refugees staying at Mangere Refugee Centre, where Chamal Murati is based as the Refugee Quota Programme Manager.
Everybody is excited about it because we know how much it means for these families to be in a safe place and to be looked after, and it's important for us as well.
The annual refugee quota program, through which the country welcomes 1,500 new residents, is still on hold. Even so, Mr. Murati says they are ready to welcome them.
We have 1,500 people that we have interviewed. Of those 1,500, we have 1,000 that have been approved, have been given residency and waiting. They can travel at any time. But the question is, can they travel? There's no flights. We need to make sure that the corridors are safe.
Once refugees leave the Mangere Refugee Centre, the Red Cross supports them as they settle into life in a new country. Its General Manager of Migration, Rachel O'Connor, says many refugees trapped overseas are still waiting for news about their future.
You just feel gutted for the people who were so close to arriving in New Zealand after going through what is often, just an incredibly traumatic and difficult time.
She says resuming the refugee quota is urgent.
Starting to bring refugees in again is absolutely essential. People were already in dire situations before COVID. Those situations are now only so much worse. And if you were already in a refugee camp and had very limited access to anything like healthcare, it's essential that we help some of the people who globally are in the most risk at the moment.
Carl Adams says New Zealand is in a good position to help and house the world's most needy.
It's an opportunity for New Zealand to really step up to the mark and say that it's not something that we have to look at New Zealand citizens or refugees, but there's an opportunity to support both and to continue with our international obligations to accept refugees.
The government has not announced when it'll resume refugee intakes under the quota program. Immigration New Zealand says it cannot confirm which countries the quota refugees will come from, as this will depend on international border restrictions and safe travel to New Zealand. For Morning Report, Amy Williams.